from Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry says it will be a long fight against Islamic militants. Iranian ambassador's residence in Yemen attacked. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it will take years to defeat the Islamic State militants, but the coalition airstrikes against the insurgents have made it much harder for them to launch new attacks. Secretary Kerry spoke in Brussels Wednesday in a meeting with foreign ministers from 60 coalition partners fighting the militant group.
One outcome of this meeting will be a statement that encompasses our message, that we are united and moving ahead on all fronts, and that we will engage in this campaign for as long as it takes to prevail.
Secretary Kerry says that the U.S.-led airstrikes will continue as necessary while training and assistance for Iraq's security forces expand. Meanwhile, Iran is denying a U.S. claim that Tehran carried out its own airstrikes in Iraq. A suicide car bomber attacked a United Nations convoy in the Somali capital Mogadishu, killing at least three people and wounding seven others. The attack Wednesday happened near the city's heavily secured international airport that is home to some foreign embassies and a UN base. The UN spokesman says no UN workers were injured or killed in the blast. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. New data shows the Ebola outbreak intensifying in Sierra Leone, even as it stabilizes or drops off in other West African countries. The World Health Organization says Sierra Leone reported 537 new confirmed cases in the week ending November 30th, a jump of more than 150 over the week before. The worst-affected area was the capital Freetown, where more than 200 new cases were reported. This is VOA News. A car bomb blast outside the Iranian ambassador's residence in Yemen's capital Sana'a killed at least one person Wednesday and wounded at least 17 others. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula claimed responsibility. Officials in Yemen say the new Iranian ambassador left the building just 10 minutes before the blast. Edward Uranian reports.
Ambulances rushed to the scene of the explosion, which blew a hole in the Iranian ambassador's home. Yemeni media report the son of a security guard was killed. A number of government employees at a nearby ministry were also wounded. Bodyguards and employees at the ambassador's residence shouted and yelled as they picked through the rubble while security forces fired into the air to clear a path to the building. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Israeli lawmakers have agreed to hold new elections on March 17th after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would dissolve the current parliament as soon as possible. Party officials decided on the date Wednesday, a day after Mr. Netanyahu fired two key ministers and called for early elections. Opinion polls indicate that Mr. Netanyahu's party would likely retain power, allowing him to remain in office. The International Criminal Court is giving prosecutors 1 week to either strengthen or drop charges against Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. The trial has been postponed several times. Mr. Kenyatta faces charges of crimes against humanity for allegedly organizing post-election violence in late 2007 and early 2008. The unrest killed about 1,100 people in Kenya and displaced more than a half million others. Mr. Kenyatta says he is innocent. The World Meteorological Organization says 2014 is on track to be the hottest year on record. Land and sea temperatures were above average. Lisa Schlein has details.
The World Meteorological Organization reports the record heat is largely due to very high global sea surface temperatures, which will very likely remain above normal into 2015. WMO notes the high temperatures recorded since January occurred in the absence of a fully developed El Niño, the weather phenomenon that warms Pacific Ocean water and causes a subsequent warming of the atmosphere. El Niño years tend to be very warm. The Meteorological Agency's Secretary General Michel Giraud says the provisional information for 2014 means that 14 of the 15 warmest years on record have occurred in the 21st century. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
That's the latest world news from VOA.